Great Classic Westerns by Max Brand, Zane Grey, Willa Cather, Stephen Crane, Mark Twain, Bret Hart, and more. The Little Gold Miners by Joaquin Miller, narrated by Bronson Pinchot.
Their mother had died crossing the plains, and their father had had a leg broken by a wagon wheel passing over it as they descended the Sierras, and he was for a long time after reaching the mines miserable, lame, and poor. The eldest boy, Jim Keene, as I remember him, was a bright little fellow, but wild as an Indian and full of mischief. The next eldest child, Madge, was a girl of 10, her father's favorite, and she was wild enough too. The youngest was Stumps. Poor, timid, starved little Stumps. I never knew his real name, but he was the baby and hardly yet out of petticoats, and he was very short in the legs, very short in the body, very short in the arms and neck, and so he was called Stumps because he looked it. In fact, he seemed to have stopped growing entirely. Oh, you don't know how hard the old plains were on everybody when we crossed them in ox wagons, and it took more than half a year to make the journey. The little children, those that did not die, turned brown like the Indians in that long, dreadful journey of 7 months, and stopped growing for a time. For the first month or two after reaching the Sierras, old Mr. Keene limped about among the mines, trying to learn the mystery of finding gold and the art of digging. But at last, having grown strong enough, he went to work for wages to get bread for his half-wild little ones, for they were destitute indeed.